This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The ABS has said that some marriage equality postal survey ballots have been returned with razor blades inside the envelopes. Despite warnings early in the survey period that this would invalidate votes, ballots have also been posted with dirt or glitter in the envelopes. Police are currently investigating 14 incidents relating to the survey ballots, including some people who allegedly attempted to auction off their ballots online. Three anti-marriage equality politicians have been ruled ineligible to serve in federal parliament after the High Court handed down its ruling in the Citizenship 7 case. Barnaby Joyce will have to recontest his seat of New England at a by-election in December as a result of not properly renouncing his New Zealand citizenship. Fiona Nash will be required to leave the upper house, and One Nation will lose some of its sway as colourful Queensland Senator Malcolm Roberts has also been given the boot. Trans teenager and advocate Georgie Stone has been named the 2018 Victorian Young Australian of the Year and is now a finalist for the National Awards, which will be announced on January 25. At the age of 10, Stone became the youngest person in Australia to be granted permission by a court to take hormone blockers, stage 1 treatment for young trans people. It was a landmark case in the family court, and since, she's worked tirelessly to advocate for young trans people to access stage 2 treatment, which currently requires a costly and dangerous court process. On Intersex Awareness Day last week, a number of intersex advocates called for an end to forced surgeries on intersex infants and young people. Children with intersex variations are frequently subjected to medically unnecessary interventions to make their bodies conform to a stereotypically male or female appearance. Intersex International Australia said an end to these forced surgeries was among the community's top priorities. Writer Benjamin Law has said the Safe Schools program has been weaponized during the marriage equality debate in Australia. In an interview with the Star Observer, Law said that narratives around gender diverse people is still very new and scary for a lot of people, a fear that has been used as a weapon. He said, "It kind of makes sense. As a parent, you're scared adults might influence your kids, and that sounds a lot like Safe Schools, which the No campaign has used to its advantage." The Victorian Greens will move a motion in support of marriage equality in the state's lower house this week. If passed, Victoria will follow many other state and territory governments that have moved similar motions in New South Wales, Western Australia, South Australia, Tasmania, and the Australian Capital Territory. Greens MP Sam Hibbins said, "Victoria is one of the few states that hasn't passed a motion in support of same-sex marriage yet, and it really prides itself on being the rainbow state, so at the moment it's the odd one out." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A radio station in Dublin has apologised for posting a Twitter poll on whether it's anti-gay to say the word faggot after MMA fighter Conor McGregor used the slur to describe an opponent. Dublin Talk's 98FM posted the poll, but the station says they never meant to cause any upset to the LGBT community and that the wording of the tweet was wrong. A former Premier League footballer has revealed that three of his teammates were out to their clubs as gay. Stoke City and West Bromwich Albion player Carl Hofkins also said he had a gay teammate while in Belgium at Club Brugge and that the other two were in England, including a big-name player. English national newspaper The Daily Star sparked outrage for telling readers about the secret of two gay Premier League footballers. Former Leeds United manager David High also said that more than 20 football players from the Premier League and the Championship have told him they're gay, but are too scared to come out and lose sponsors. Rugby star Israel Folau says he stands by his controversial tweet opposing gay marriage, which goes against Australian Rugby Union's pro-equality position. Fellow player David Pocock condemned the tweet, but Folau says the two have spoken and there are no hard feelings between them. Folau conceded that marriage equality won't affect his relationship with fiancée Maria Tatai, but says he will stay true to his beliefs. And finally, two gay men have praised English cricketer Ben Stokes for defending them in a public brawl. The attackers were armed with a bottle and were taunting Kai Barry and Billy O'Connell with homophobic slurs at a bar in Bristol when Stokes intervened and protected them. O'Connell says the two are grateful to Stokes for stepping in and saving them from a worse fate. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.